صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our classes of the classes of the roads of the shaitan and how we protect ourselves from الشيطان. These classes is contains the hadith, the Quran, the fiqh, inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to give you the clear idea, inshaAllah ta'ala. We have some ayat here today and a hadith we need to go through today in this class. Who are they? They are talking about the jinn. And what is the purpose of the jinn in this life? We have some different ayat here, need to go through an ahadith inshaAllah ta'ala, and we give you the explanation. The first page, which you call it number one, I choose this ayah from Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, ayah number 130. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, the cattle, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the message of al-Islam to both, to al-jinn and to al-ins, the human. And Allah send to the human rusul, messengers and prophets. And also send, Allah choose from among us al-jinn, rusul, messengers, to transfer the word of Islam to their own people. So Allah said in the translation, O company of jinn and mankind, did there not come to you messengers from among you relating to you my verses and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours? They will say, be bear witness against ourselves, and the worldly life had deluded them, and they will hear witness against themselves that they were disbelievers. What is the meaning here? It's mean the jinn and ins, the jinn and mankind sharing together. They are responsible in this life. Nobody would be excluded. They share in the aql, the mind. Both of them, they have mind to think. They sharing al-idrak. Al-idrak, it's mean feeling. The jinn feeling like us. Same thing, the feeling like us. Realizing some stuff. Then after also, they are sharing with us al-qudra ala al-khayr wa shar. They are able to recognize the good and recognize the evil deeds. Both of them, not only the mankind, the end also the jinn. And as we clear it before, the jinn are divided to two sections. Jinn Muslim, jinn which is a believer, and jinn is a disbeliever. And shayateen, the devils, come from the disbelievers of the human and the disbeliever of the jinn. Both of them, because we have two kind of shayateen. Shayateenul ins, the shaitan of the mankind, and the shaitan of the jinn. Both of them are responsible in the front of Allah, and they will be charged in the day of the judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, he put actually the evidence against them. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Okay. Did there not come to you a messenger from among you? So Allah, He put the actually the responsibility for both of them. That Allah, before He judge anyone in the day of the judgment, He has to send the messenger for them. To do what? يُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. To warn you, to advise you about the appointed day, the day of the judgment. And they testify, قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا. We testify that you send the messenger for us, Ya Allah, in the day of the judgment. And they testified against their own self. And الحياه الدنيا, the life in this life, became actually deceiving. The life became deceiving for both of them. So they testify that Allah sent the messenger from among them. Why you bring this ayat? You bring this ayat to know actually the sources of al-jinn and the human too. Who are they? Min al-jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah here, surah al-hijr, surah number 15, ayah number 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And the jinn we created before from the scorching fires. You know, the fire in the top, they have a smoke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them from the smokeless flame of fire. The smokeless flame of fire. Allah created the jinn from this. Right. So we know originally where they come from, the jinn. Because as we clear it in our classes, for seven classes now, that the jinn is the disbeliever of the jinn, they come and whisper it for all human, and even deceiving their own people too. The jinn, they do that too with their own people, with their own jinn too. They deceiving them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect only the Prophet and Messenger from the shaitan. And we understand the shaitan came from the jinn. كان من الجن, Surah Al-Kahf. كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه. The shaitan himself, Iblis, he was from al-jinn. Then he became rebellious. He disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to know their sources, where they come from and what they do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect only the Prophet and Messengers from them. Let me see the hadith which he mentioned it in Sahih Muslim. Hadith number 2814a, Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated this hadith from Ibn Mas'ud, narrated this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن عبد الله ibn Mas'ud. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا وقد وكل به قرينه من الجن. قال وإياك يا رسول الله. قال وإياي إلا أن الله أعانني عليه فأسلم فلم يأمرني إلا بخير. الحديث narrated by ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه وأرضاه in صحيح مسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there is none amongst you with whom is not an attached from among the jinn. That means every human in this life, qareen, he has qareen. Qareen is mean partners. Never ever leave him. Will be with him all the time. Qareen min al jinn wa qareen min al malaika. Two qareen. Qareen is mean partners. One from al jinn and one from the angels. Both of them, they don't leave him at all. So the Prophet ﷺ showed to us and clear it for us. There is no any one of you except that he has a qareen. Qareen is mean partner. From al-jinn. Never leave him. قال وإياك يا رسول الله. The Sahaba asked, even you, messenger of Allah. He said, yes, even me. But he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah help me against him. And so I am saved from his hand and he does not command me but for good. Subhanallah. Allah made the jinn, which is a partner with the Prophet ﷺ, to believe, to be with him all the time, to be a Muslim. Then he commanded not the Prophet ﷺ except with good, al-khayr, became Muslim. And as we know, the Muslim jinn are good. They don't cause any harm for you. They don't go and whisper it on you. لا يدعوك إلا بالخير. They call you only for good, not for evil deeds. Only the evil of the jinn, those who whispering in a human or mankind to stray them, to mislead them. وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ. So, how is that actually that Allah saved the Prophet and Messenger from them? He cannot go through his body. He cannot go and exactly attack in his thoughts. And he cannot go and stray him to say something bad. All the Prophet and Messenger, Allah protected them from the jinn, the evil of the jinn. And then they do not say except good. Alhamdulillah. They don't have any thought except good. They don't have anything. Actually, they cannot go their body and whisper it on them. Because قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي مِنْ إِبْنِ آدَمْ كَمَجْرَى الدَّمِ فِي الْعُرُوقِ. The Prophet stated that the shaitan run inside the mankind through his veins, like the blood, exactly like the blood. That's why he's able to whisper on all of us. May Allah protect all of us from him. Right. Is the jinn can take a shape or the form of any creation? Yes. Look at the last hadith. I choose it for you, inshallah ta'ala. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. And Al-Imam Al-Albani said, Sahih, authentic. And Abi Tha'laba Al-Khushani, Yarfa'ahu, Al-Jinnu Thalasatu Asnaf, Sanfun Lahum Ajnihatun Yatuiruna Biha Fil Hawa, Wasanfun Hayatun Wakilab, Wasanfun Yuhilluna Wa Yaz'anun. The hadith is narrated by Abi Tha'laba al-Khushni. Say, Yarfa'u from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that the jinn are one of the three classes. One which have wings and fly. The jinn which has wings and fly in the air. So you see them and you cannot see them. But they are in a form, they are able to fly with the wings in the air. That's a kind of jinn. And they fly from one place to another place like before you blinking your eyes. He doesn't have to take the train or the plane to go to, for example, Africa. Or to go to Pakistan or Bangladesh or India or Egypt. No. They actually step and they will be in Egypt. They step, exactly put their foot to be right away in Pakistan before in 1 second. They are powerful. They are in a form or the shape or the class of wind or bird to fly in the air. Number two, they are able to change their forms to hayatun Wakilab, to be in the form of, consists of a snake and the dogs. A snake, wali'auzu billah. There is in every house, there is a single snake. In every house, they are actually the jinn in every house. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you when you remember Allah and you said, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Allah protected you, brought you from them. So they are in the form of, consists of snakes and dogs. There is a hadith of that. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he spoke about the dogs. He hate the dogs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not because of the creation of Allah. La. Because their mouth is najis. Is impure. The mouth of the dog impure. Especially his saliva. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لولا أن الكلاب أمة. Because I know الكلاب is like a أمة, like every nations. They are nations. لأمرت بقتلها. I will order to kill all of them. But he choose from the dogs, some dogs. Dogs. فاقتلوا منها كل أسود بهيم. Kill from the nation of the dog every dark. Completely, the body, completely, the body. Asmar. Asmar. Asmar, it means dark. The dark of the dogs. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So kill from the dogs only this kind. Why, Ya Rasulullah? He said, because they are shaitan. Therefore, when you meet any dogs in the street and you find the whole dogs, no spot. Dark, very dark. Like night, looks like a night. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. You have to say, أعوذ. If you kill the dogs in the street, you'll be in a jail. But what you have to do, there is another way to say what? أعوذ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. You always seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this kind of dogs. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. And when you look at his eyes is very sharp. Like if you see him in the night, he shine, his eyes will be a blur, not blurring, will be very sharp. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So that's what actually we need. They are in the form of dogs and also snakes. And of course others. There is a witness. I was in a village. And people in the night time, they found rabbits. And some of our exactly of relative, they talk. The rabbits, and they bore it in their folded jilbab. And when they go, believing actually they collect rabbits, and when they go home, they found nothing. They are able to change themselves to any kind of animal. But the most, they like to take the form of consistent snakes and dogs. They love to be in this. Therefore, all the time, you have to seek. When you see al-hayya, Al-Hayya, the one has a head all the time. If she bite anyone, he will die right away. Call it the Hayya, very dangerous. Poison right away, go through the body. So if you see in general any snake in the desert, you went to the crops, the trailer, whatever it is, you always, before you do anything, do not kill him there right away. Say it exactly, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Allahu Akbar. So if they are a good jinn, they will leave. If they will be able they are evil, they take that the shaitan will able, if you, no matter what you tell them, you're going to, actually, they're not going to leave. So you have to start to protect yourself by anyhow. Wood, a piece of wood, a piece of iron, whatever, because they don't fear the word of Allah. Why somebody told me they fear Allah? And yes, everything Allah has created, they make tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma min dabbatin ala wajhi al-ard, subhanallah, he said there is no dabba unless they mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are two kinds. They could be the form of righteous Muslim jinn or evil, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the one who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right away he will escape when he hear the name of Allah, respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. But the other one, he would never leave. So when he doesn't leave, you start to protect yourself to kill him. Because they are shaitan. They are the devil of the shaitan. Is that clear? Right. Turn the page on the other side. We need to actually to tell you, is the jinn can help a human? You know, a lot of people actually, as we hear, people, they claim they have jinn in their body. they ran to someone who knows some verses of the Quran to take the jinn out from the human body. And we keep comment of that, because if you go to Saudi Arabia, Yemen, the different in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, there is a special qari, reciter. He tried to help the people to take the jinn out. But I am one of those who doesn't believe that the jinn can occupy the human body, because we are totally different in creation. Allah created you and created the jinn differently, totally different. But there is some people, they believe that the jinn can occupy the human body and live inside. They do that. In Saudi Arabia, you may find some people stay in a line to meet the sheikh in order to take the jinn out. And they pay a lot of money for that. I am one of those who say, with this other scholar who said, jinn cannot live inside, but only touch. With mess. It means touch for the one exactly who disobey Allah, and therefore he find you unbalanced. But he cannot live inside. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was one of the great prophet in the history that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported him to control the jinn. We are a regular people can control the jinn? Astaghfirullah, we cannot do that at all. Even those who are specialists to take the jinn out of the body, they are not able to control the jinn. Allah in Surah An-Naml, for example, Surah number 27, ayah number 39. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Sulaiman need to send a message or to control the woman Bulqais in Yemen, call her the queen of Sheba, whatever it is. And he want to send actually to bring her to surrender and to be a Muslim. And he put this idea for the mankind and the jinn, because he controlled both of them. Allah said in Surah An-Naml, Surah number 27, Surah An-Naml, that means the end. Surah number 27, ayah number 39. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Qala ifritun min al-jinn. Ana atika bihi qabla an taquma min maqamik. Wa inni alayhi laqawiyun amin. Translation. A powerful one from among the jinn said, he told Sulaiman, I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. Remember this. Before what, Brother Kiba? Before you rise from your place, the place of judgment. Sayyidina Sulaiman at the border of Palestine, or in Palestine, he used to sit in the chair of judgment. King. Prophets controlling the mankind, controlling the jinn. So when he has the idea, Sulaiman, to bring the thorn of Bulqais from Yemen, so the ifrit of al jinn, the giant one, the powerful one from the jinn, he told him, "Ya Sulaiman, I am able to bring it, it's been the throne of Bulqais to you before you rise from your bliss. Before you stand from your place, before you stand from your chair. And indeed I am for this task strong and trustworthy. I am strong, I am also trustworthy." Subhanallah. What does that mean? What is the turn off Bulqais? What's her turn is? Look at this. The ulama said in tafsir, she has a bed, and the bed, the great bed, the length of this bed, 80 cubit. The length of her bed, 80 cubit. The wide of this bed, which you call it arshaha, the throne of her bed, 40 cubic, how you call it, the zara'. Okay. And then the highest of it is 30 cubic. It means exactly like the tall of this building. What about the length and the wide of her arsh? So the jinni was able to carry this, and more than that, decorated by what? Gold, decorated by diamonds and ruby, decorated by, it has seven doors. Seven doors, could you imagine? And the jinn give a promise, the powerful of the jinn. He give a promise to Sulaiman alayhi salam to carry her bed or her throne and to bring it to him to Palestine before he stand up. And wait a second here, salam alaykum wa rahmatullah. When he left, he was with Sulaiman in the land of Palestine. Therefore, his step, he found himself only one step. He became in Yemen. To carry the whole throne of Bulqais, the queen of Sheba, and to bring it to Sulaiman before Sulaiman stand up from his chair or his place. That is actually, they are powerful. Because some people, he said, I am actually in Egypt, for example. Is the shaitan or the jinn are able to go to Egypt before I blink? Yes, before you blinking your eyes. Would imagine? Therefore, if he's able to whisper it on anyone, he's able to do that. And we will continue from this point, inshallah, for the next class, inshallah. Maybe it's going to take like Thursday, inshallah. And we'll continue this class. Keep the paper, Brother Kiba, for more people. Today we don't have too much customer, but inshallah ta'ala we try to continue to understand. I will speak too much about this area. Inshallah ta'ala, may Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless every one of us and protect all of us from shayateen of the ins and jinn. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to protect all the Muslims everywhere and to help us inshallah ta'ala to perform the best ibadah for Allah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save all of us, inshallah, from the disease and the pandemic, this pandemic. Ask Allah to guide our children to the truth of Islam, inshallah, and to help all the Muslims everywhere. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Subhanaka Allahumma hamdik. Shara la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.